Welcome to Little Bracket of Horrors, the pod that puts the fight in fright.
How dare my knuckle hit the darn table.
You son of a bitch.
Absolutely.
It was extra of
son
me.
Son of a bitch. It was very extra.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I'm on this.
This episode is going to be extra. So extra. Welcome to Little Bracket of Horrors. I'm Derek.
I'm Shelly.
We're drinking. And I'm Matt.
It's not going to be like the physical.
No.
We are not already drunk.
We have to be productive humans on this beautiful day. So,
and especially about this beautiful movie.
Yes. Ooh, but let's start it off how we start them all off. Did you guys watch anything scary or anything scary happen? Shelly's making
I have both. I watched The Black Phone in preparation for Horror Nights. I agree. I think you mentioned it a few weeks ago. The trailer basically is the whole movie. Yeah. So that was a little disheartening, but it was good. It was good. It could have been a little kicked up a notch for me, but, and then I went to Horror Nights for a couple hours on Friday.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're going to hear a lot about that from Sam. Cool. We're all really big fans. So the haunt season is upon us.
It is. It officially starts in September. You know what's up.
I mean, I've been decorated for Halloween since like July.
Yeah,
August.
You got this fun little.
I'm looking around. We're at Shelly's house here, and there's already some Halloween decorations up. It looks great.
It's pretty spooky.
It is spooky.
It is so spooky.
I feel like we're having a séance because the rest of the room is dark, but we have lights on the table.
Yeah. I live very much like a vampire. My whole life, my rooms have just been like dark. I don't like lights.
Yeah. It's perfect for watching scary movies.
Yeah. I mean, if I could black the windows out, I would, just to make it even more dark in here. I live in the night.
Awesome. How about you, Matt? Anything?
I watched a scary movie. I believe it was called The Final.
The Final?
I'm pretty sure that's what it was called. But it's, long story short, it's about these kids that get picked on in high school. The ones that are getting picked on kind of row all the bullies and shit together, saying there's going to be a party in this like abandoned warehouse or whatever.
Which are always good for revenge.
And they end up basically taking revenge on these kids and mutilating them. And
so was it gory then?
It was a little bit of gore, but it wasn't like, it wasn't like crazy. Crazy gory or anything. Yeah.
Do you remember where you watched it?
Yeah. Is it
this
one?
I watched it in my... Yep, that's it. Yeah, the final.
Yeah, where do you watch it?
Yeah, so is that Tubi? Because
is just IMDb.
Yeah, okay. I think it might have been on Tubi.
What year?
Oh my gosh, you're asking
it's
me.
It's right here.
Thank you. Please do.
2010.
Damn it. Notes on the movie?
No, why? Because it's not the movie I'm reviewing.
He watched it for fun.
Yeah, Derek. I thought everything's fucking work.
I'm taking notes for everything.
So yeah, that's it, Shelly. That's the one there. I mean, it was, it was pretty good. It was good.
Did you give it stabs?
I would. I'd give it a 3. Give it a 3 stabs.
So it was like a revenge flick then?
Yeah, it was. It was. And I won't give you the ending away or anything. But yeah, if you want, check it out. I thought it was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks like it's on Tubi, which is sponsor us, Tubi. We love you.
That's our jam, right?
Yeah. Seriously. I know there are podcasts specifically for Shudder. We could do a podcast specifically for Tubi.
Right.
Just with how much content they have.
Yeah.
Lots of good free movies. Yeah. I mean, not always. Sometimes you get on there and there's a bunch of duds, but.
Well. There is. Speaking of.
Leads us to, unless you've seen anything scary the past couple days.
I didn't watch anything particularly scary, but Friday night, we try to have, my wife and my son and I, we try to have like a movie night on Friday. And we haven't watched the new Doctor Strange movie yet, Multiverse.
Oh, okay.
I loved it. Yeah. So, but regardless, Ian watched it with us. My son is 9 years old, and it was totally his first scary movie with his reaction to it. He was not prepared, and I needed...
Well, Zombie Doctor Strange is a little scary.
Zombie Doctor Strange is a little scary, and all the you know, ghouls that are in it. So I had to lay in bed with him till he fell asleep Friday night. So Ian watched his first scary movie.
Yeah. I'll never forget when Ian watched his first scary trailer when we all went to see Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
Trailer for Beast came
Beast,
on.
Yeah.
For Ian, when it was over, all you could hear, is it over now?
I was in the front of the theater, and I had to run to the back to sit with him. But yeah, that was his first scary trailer. So
scary
we
trailer.
Will all remember that.
Too funny.
You guys ready to get into Thirst?
Let's get it.
Let's yes. do Let's this do shit. It. All right. First segment is called Dig Up the Bones. And this match just introduces a movie we watched and gives a brief synopsis. Matt, take it away. You look so excited.
Yeah.
I'm just so curious how you wrote this if you just copy and pasted it from somewhere because...
I'm not going to tell you whether I did or not. So Thirst, this is a 2019 movie. It's an hour 30 minutes.
Thank God.
Yeah. It's it could have been less too. So it's labeled as, and we'll get into that, it's labeled as comedy horror. Rotten Tomatoes, I couldn't find anything. There was no rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's a terrible
sign. Well, I
think
part of the problem is you probably have to search it as its Dutch or Swedish
name. Yeah, yeah.
And you could probably find more if you put its actual name. But I couldn't find its actual name anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's Icelandic, so who knows?
Icelandic, sorry.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, yeah. And again, maybe I just didn't really give that much of a fuck to research
understood.
It that much. But I did try.
You
are
all showing your hand right now.
But I did try to find. I actually went under Rotten Tomatoes and I'm trying to look up the movie and everything. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So anyways, going back. So the initial release was October 25th. 2019, and we discussed. I think there's only one name that I can pronounce in any of this directors and the actors and everything.
Shoot, go for it.
Sure. So it's starring Horthyr Savjar Stansson.
Perfect.
Right.
You nailed it.
Got it. All right. So then it's Hulda Lind Triskin Dockertaker. Yeah, that sounds good. And Jens Jensen.
Which
Jens
is funny because this is all...
Jens. It's Jens Jensen.
Jens
Jensen.
My bad.
This is all their names in the movie, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which I've seen Icelandic movies do that before.
That's right.
Anything from that European area.
They really have problems being called by different names, it sounds like, then, if that's the case in Icelandic films.
There's a lot of...
They're
any
wait,
movie
no,
that
I'm Derek. No, today you're playing Richard. No. You're not doing that to me. I know who I am.
My poor name was Derek.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no sequel, thank the Lord. And the music is by Brendan Sen?
Brendan Sen? I didn't look that up. You
corrected me with Jens.
No, it's, whatever.
So, production companies, I couldn't find. Produced by Level IK, distributed by Uncorked Entertainment. Box office gross, could not find anything, obviously, for many reasons. And I guess I should have looked more into this, but their budget was... I think their budget was $1 million. It says ISK. I think that's probably Icelandic currency.
That's
what's that, the ruble? Is that
ISK?
The ruble? I don't know.
Whatever. I think, whatever. Antler, deer antler particles.
And
the currency
right. is. Right. And their gross was a whopping $36,389.
So they made $89.
So they made, So anyways, okay.
Go ahead.
The film follows Hulda, a woman who is suspected of being responsible for the death of her brother, Steindinden.
Oh, he had a name?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, cool.
And is being investigated by police. After being released from custody due to insufficient evidence, she has nowhere to turn to. Lingering around in the cold, she befriends an elderly man who turns out to be a 1,000-year-old gay vampire.
Ooh.
Who brings her brother to life. Realizing this was a boner of a mistake.
What?
Which leads to a terrible consequences.
I disagree with that choice.
A boner mistake?
Yeah.
You don't like that?
No. Okay. Was that you?
That was me.
Oh, you're terrible.
Yeah. Look at this guy.
All right.
So let's get onto this stupid
thing. Well, before we jump in, how did you guys feel initially? Because we did watch the trailer when we picked the movie last week.
Right,
how did you guys feel?
I was already kind of womp womp.
Yeah.
Also, I was just looking at the reviews on Shudder, which I know is how you get. And I don't know how you didn't know there would be a lot of dick in this movie, because every review is like five dongs up. And
so, I'm going to show my cards. So when I made the list, there was obviously a bunch of movies I never heard of that I put on the list to end up in the hat, to end up on the wheel and all that.
Right.
So I resorted. So when I was like 14, 15, I would go to the CD store, and I was just getting into like punk music. A lot of times I would just look at the CD case and be like, oh, that looks cool, I'll get that. So this film, I was like, oh, that looks cool, I'll put this on the wheel. I was like, that vampire, it looked like it was like, you know,
legit.
Yeah, like the lettering was very like heavy metal and it looked bloody. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And if I would have looked closer in that poster, I would have seen that the guy was holding a dick in his hand. But I didn't. Yeah. So that's how we got this film.
Yeah. So initial reaction, I honestly, I can't remember watching the trailer with you some reason. Yeah.
So when watching the trailer, I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is a horror comedy. Yeah. So I was like, Matt's finally getting a horror comedy, but it looks like you have some reservations about that.
Super reservations.
We'll get into all that. So let's just cut the fat.
Go ahead. No, it's okay. Like you said, though, initially looking at the poster, I'm like, oh, this looks pretty cool. You know, dark, you know, black and white with, you know, some red, and it just looks like he's this, you know, pretty badass vampire. So duly mistaken. But anyways, go ahead.
Nice. And maybe it was their tagline, new and most badass gay vampire.
There you go.
Zombie splatter movie you'll ever see. Ever.
Ever.
Right.
Next up is Feasting Fiends. And this, we just discussed the topics of overall pros, overall cons of the movie, favorite lines, most enjoyable characters, and then most annoying characters, and then we finish it off with our favorite kills/scares. So, pros.
Oh my god.
Shelly, give us your pros.
Yeah, please start. Don't do me last. I'm going to think about something here.
I don't have any, I don't think. I just put the blood splurts, ? Maybe.
There was a lot of blood in it, so gore-ish. I will allow it.
Got nothing.
I watch this movie several times and I fell asleep every time. Derek?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and go because I do have a couple things. So much like Shelley, I said the gore. I said so much blood. I did enjoy the practical effects, though it wasn't the best we've ever seen. It was pretty low grade. I thought it was endearing. And it looked like, you know, some of it looked like props you would pick up at Spirit Halloween. So,
right.
Like, if I would have made, like, tried to make a gory film, it would have looked like this. So that was kind of fun to me. And then visually, some of the shots, like, it was all shot at night. And the way that they used the lights and, you know, I don't know if it was the camera lens as well, but I thought it looked pretty visually stunning as well as for, like, a low-budget movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that. And I did like how in the story itself, you know, we had Hortar, or whatever the vampire guy's name was, how do you pronounce it? But it started off like we thought they were going to be the bad ones, and the cops and the religious cult were like the good ones trying to save the day. And it won't ruin it, but things switch around.
Yeah.
And it there's a little bit of a curveball, so I appreciated that. So those were my pros. Matt, what do you got?
Oh my gosh. I'm like Shelly. I got nothing. I couldn't think of one thing in this movie.
You didn't enjoy all the blood spurt?
No. Everything just overshadowed anything of
badness overshowered the good.
Totally did. Yeah. So I'm gonna stop there.
Okay.
And when we get to the cons, we'll go from there.
Well, that's what we're getting into next. This is gonna be fun.
So do you want me to jump into the cons right now?
Yeah, or we just surprised Matt. Take away the cons. Go ahead.
So horrible movie. I thought this was the dumbest
overall.
This was probably in line pretty close to the Demented movie that we watched.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the comedy in this movie? There was no comedy in this movie.
There were some lines.
Dicks off was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I did giggle a little.
There were some funny lines and like situations. Yeah.
I got none.
I
was so angry by this movie that maybe I missed anything funny.
Well, you had to read.
Well, there's your problem. I have a hard time. No, I read it and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I just... I couldn't get it.
At the the one scene where Hulda's mom is murdered because her brother is like reanimated as a vampire. After
right. Oh, Ortho. Yeah. Okay.
So like she's laying on the floor with her guts exposed and she's holding her
which
guts.
Which was, again, like you said,
oh, yeah. She like tries to put them back in. Yeah, like yeah. That's going to help anything.
Like just laying on top of, like there was no, like you could tell there was really, they just threw them on top of her. And
terrible props.
Okay. So one thing that I'll say was funny that I did laugh at.
Is this when back to the pros then?
So, no, sure. Whatever the fuck. This movie, I hated this movie, okay? Going back to when he's in the field getting all emotional
spinning
around, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I don't know if they're going for an actual, like, you know, sympathy sort of scene, like he's struggling so much, or if they maybe were going for the comedic value in
that
particular
scene. I think that's what it was. They're just being
silly. But that scene, yeah. I was like, okay, that's a little much. But I took it as they were being serious.
Oh, okay.
I don't really have that much to say about this movie. I hated it.
So this is going to be a quick episode.
This is a stupid fucking movie.
Shelly, what about you, cons?
Okay, so like Matt was just saying.
Everything, the,
way he, like, the
whole movie.
Pranced around in the field.
Oh, yeah.
When he was running and like, and they played this music.
It was like some 80s like, weird.
I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
Like a, it was like not a montage, but it was just.
I mean, I guess it's at a 1,000-year-old vampire. You have a lot of pent up something going on. But it was like out of nowhere.
Right. I agree.
I could do without all the penises. Hot dog penis.
Oh, the hot dog?
Sorry.
Dicks and mouths.
Go ahead.
So what's with the sound effects of them eating dicks?
Oh, yeah.
Just like...
No, in that and like, that I'm opening
like, I mean, have you ever eaten a dick to know what it sounds like?
Well, no, I have not. So,
okay, so I mean, I don't think it
Derek?
I not yet. I don't want to rule it out. Who knows where life takes me.
It was so gross. Like,
yeah. Like that. So that opening scene where the business
have
guy.
Have you ever eaten a dick
but the business
to know
guy,
that?
And thanks, he, like, Shelly. He thanks. Goes in the car with the gay vampire guy and he's like going down on him. That is like extremely loud, like mouth on his penis and then eventually biting
it's like
it off.
You like, just don't know.
I clearly don't know what that sound is.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Shelly.
But it was aggressive. I was like, geez, that's very noisy.
Did you have any more cons?
I did.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll shut up.
I did have another one.
I'll shut up.
What? I'm going to sound like Seinfeld. What is the deal?
What's the deal with these vampires?
The daughter of the cop guy.
Yes.
And the evangelistic woman.
Uh-huh.
Gets into town, gets into a car, cab, presumably. This guy proceeds to tell a whole story, which the creators of this film decided to animate.
Yeah,
for whatever reason.
Yeah.
About how they found a replica sex doll of their dead mother in an attic that they then dressed up every Christmas and brought her down.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's important to the story.
Why?
Very important.
And I thought about it. I didn't want to just be like, that was stupid. But I thought about the story. And I thought once I finished the movie, which took me like 3 or 4 times to even do, I was like, how is this animated? Like, is it relevant? No.
No.
No, it's not. So you wasted 5 minutes of the movie because she goes, I'm going to this part of town.
Yeah. She's going to the street where the house was that they found their mother.
And he goes, I have a story about that street.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the only relevancy to it. And what happens to Dead Reindeer Mom? Where's Dead Reindeer Mom now?
She's in the closet waiting for next Christmas to come around to decorate her.
Clearly.
To decorate her, yeah.
Yeah, that was out of left field. And I was like, I thought it was cool, like the little animated movie.
No.
I enjoyed that for a second, but I was like, what does this have to do with fucking anything?
Yeah.
And why is animation even the choice?
I don't know. Well, so the director guy, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but when I tried to look him up, his YouTube page, he seemed to have like a lot of like visually like artistic movies out. So I was like, he's probably just trying to do something different, but it didn't fucking tie in the movie at all for anything. Right. And it was just odd.
No.
So yeah, I get if you're trying to tell like a story, like to like make it different, but to not tie it into the movie with fucking anything is just pointless.
Yeah.
So I totally get that.
And the whole movie.
So. Well, the whole movie was pointless. The whole movie was terrible.
All right, I'm going to go with my cons. So much like Shelly, I was like, you know, too much penis action. I'm not opposed to it. So like in Terrifier, there was some female genitalia mutilation, which was fine. So it was nice to see the boys finally get theirs. But by the fourth one, I was like, it lost its luster. and I was fucking over it.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you guys have jumped the shark and I'm over the penis action. And then my last con was, I don't mind movies with subtitles, but some of these subtitles went by like too quickly.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold on, what's going on? Yeah, and then when there were conversations between people, it was even harder to follow because it didn't differentiate who was to who. So the subtitles could have been done better. So I felt, it was easier to follow. Guys, let's move on to favorite lines. Matt, I know you got so much.
Just skip me. I hate this. There's
do
nothing.
Your fucking homework.
I watched it and I'm like, you're lucky you got out of me what you got. Because this is one of those movies where I get angry watching.
You sound angry.
I do get angry watching some of these movies. I'm like, that was a huge waste of my time.
I think Visitor was the first one where you got pissed.
Was it?
Yeah, you got pissed. You texted us. You're like, probably. We need to have a conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then the demented too. That was another one. I was like, I end up kicking my dog or something.
Oh my God.
I take it out on somebody. It's either that or the kids.
You need to get one of those boxing buddies.
Yeah.
Those guys that are just like an upper torso that you can punch.
After watching the movie Run Over. And boom.
All right, Shelly, what about you? Favorite lines?
It's really hard to pick out a favorite line in a movie that's not even in your language. But there is one point where they're in the police station and the brother had just been dug up. And you kind of find out, at that point that Jens's wife is the evangelistic person they keep showing on TV. And a couple of the cops that had the dicks in their mouths at one point are like bullshitting around about Cocoa Puff sores in their mouth, which was really awkward and weird. But then they're like, Jens, why is your wife should know about why this is all happening.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, spiritual world in English. And I was just like, ha ha. So that's my favorite line. Just
because
he spoke English.
I like it.
That's really naive of me, but to say the least, it was a really, I didn't like the movie, so all the rest of it was just like gobbledygook to me.
Yeah,
gobbledygook. I like it.
But that one made me laugh, so why I wrote it down. Because he goes, spiritual world.
So also in the police station, I think the first time they go in, main cop lady.
Right.
She's on the phone, and she's having a conversation, and she says, yes, he said I should put some tape over my asshole and keep it there overnight. Then remove it in the morning and take a look, and if there's a creature stuck in the tape, then I've clearly got it. But I mean, he's no doctor. He's just my uncle.
Oh my gosh.
I died laughing at that. You guys did not think that was funny?
I didn't think anything in this movie was funny.
Oh my God.
Sorry, man.
I thought you would at least enjoy some of the humor, but no, clearly not. This Icelandic humor is terrible.
Terrible.
And let's move on to most enjoyable character.
I got one.
You have one, Matt?
Well, I just came up with it.
Oh, you just I like
it. Just you remember the vampires and the religious cult people in the background that didn't say anything. They just kind of stood there.
Yeah, they're like the television crew.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Those are my favorite because they didn't say anything. They just stood there wearing sunglasses.
And they provided us a lot of fun gore at the end.
There you go.
They got that's mutilated, it. So that was fun.
That was it. That's my fun.
Good, Shelly.
The voice of the kid on the phone in the beginning. I don't know. I guess if I had to pick one, maybe the daughter. She was kind of like a bitch.
Yeah.
And I like how she constantly was just like, shut up, fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do my work. I actually wrote down nobody.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like anyone. But if I had to pick somebody.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Anyways. Derek.
I struggled too. I struggled. Because, you know, in a film like this, I think the premise of the film takes more of a center stage than the characters telling it. So it's really hard to pick out a good or bad character. So, you know, just because there's a gun pointed at my head, I said enjoyable character was Hordar, the vampire guy, just because he gave us the gore. And that was it.
No one put a gun to your head. You don't have to pick someone.
I do. I created these talking points, so I have to give someone. So I'm going with the gay vampire guy because he gave us all the gore.
The gay vampire guy, to me, had to probably been the worst. I was hoping for more of like a cooler vampire, like the picture. I was just kind of looking for more badass vampire.
It does say badass.
This guy was not badass.
Yeah,
he liked biting dicks, and that's it. Like there wasn't anything badass about him.
And the things he said, he was just like, I can't eat that.
Yeah, he's a, it was
the
not
way he talked, and he was ugly.
He was very
sorry.
He was maybe like a soft spoken vampire.
Hot in that country.
Yeah, was, maybe I just couldn't.
Not.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into him at all. He yeah. did not do anything for me. He was not scary. He was not funny. There was garbage, garbage.
All right, let's go. Most annoying character.
Well, I told you mine.
Okay,
the vampire guy.
I wrote all of them.
All of them. Yeah,
cool.
I just didn't like anybody. Cool. Honestly, in it, the vampire was insufferable. He was an awful vampire.
Yes,
Hulda.
Yeah, Hulda.
Sure.
Insufferable again. She yeah. just constantly. Just like go somewhere and stop going places.
Right.
Stop okay. walking around. Yeah.
The evangelistic lady, stupid. The family they kept shooting to, which had no relevancy to the rest of the film, watching yeah. the evangelistic
oh,
lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, what's that
yeah,
all about?
Okay, see? There's so many like offset things happening in this right. movie that aren't related
right.
yeah. to the hot dog vendor,
right.
to every last cop, to the brother as a vampire, to the mom who's insufferable.
Yeah.
All bad. I could give you a reason. I could sit here. You want me to tell you why they're bad?
Yes.
Give them. I can
yes,
go through
I
it.
I do.
I think you summarized it pretty good right there. I liked it.
I just think this...
I want to hear it.
Like, you have a core of a movie, and then you have spokes, but then the spokes always connect in some way, in a wheel.
Yes.
You've got a wheel.
Yeah.
Okay? This wheel is shattered.
Yeah.
It is. It's fragmented. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Again, it's another movie... Like The Demented, great premise, great idea for a movie.
Is it though?
I think it is.
A dick-eating vampire?
Well, maybe not necessarily the dick-eating part, but like a homosexual
yeah,
vampire.
Yeah, the homosexual
like,
vampire
that's kind
gay
of
gay vampires. Almost every vampire is gay.
Yeah. Sure. So like let's or make it what the, let's
yeah.
make let's make the movie what the title says it is. This badass, you mm-hmm. know, gay vampire.
He didn't even ride a motorcycle.
There was not, I don't even know if he had a tattoo, okay?
I doubt he had a tattoo.
Right. Make him badass. There was nothing badass about him. I'm into watching a gay vampire movie, but this was just dumb. It was dumb. Everything about it was dumb.
Have you seen the show? Does anybody watch What We Do in the Shadows? The
yes.
TV
yes.
show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know how they have the Vampire Bureau cancel and they bring in some like cool vampires from other movies like
yeah.
Blade and Pee Wee Herman, who is a vampire in the original Buffy Vampire Slayer movie, and
yes.
other okay. cool vampires from. They would not even invite this vampire to the council
right.
on What We Do in the Shadows.
Right.
Oh, that's a,
like,
that's a great point.
Maybe we leave Hoda. Is it Hoda? Whatever the
Hortar.
Hortar. We'll leave Hortar yeah. outside for a little bit. We got these other guys in here.
He can vote via mail-in ballot.
Yeah, mail-in ballot.
Ballot.
Yeah. Stop the steal.
Stop the steal.
All right, so I'm
Hodar 2024.
I think I have to give my annoying character. So I went with Hulda just because, like, I think she was supposed to be set up as like this accidental hero that stumbled into this role, but she right. just there was no strength in her. I just thought it was a missed idea. So I have her as annoying. And then let's move on to favorite kill / scare. What
Derek,
do you got?
Just that. I just have her as annoying.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. So I'll kick it off with the favorite kill scare. So my favorite kill was in the when Hortar was being attacked by the two guys in the alleyway in Hulda and they first met up, and when the guy was going to attack Hulda and he grabs his head and just pulls it apart
splits
and
splits it,
it.
Yeah,
like that was the part I was like, this practical effects are very low grade, but this is fun.
Yeah,
and ridiculous looking. So I enjoyed that. That was my favorite kill. So do you guys have any? Speak up when you're ready. I'm just gonna sit back and drink my water.
I had such a hard time with this movie. I gotta be honest with you. I can't think of anything.
I don't think you told us that yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, Shelly.
I just put the mom because, like I mentioned earlier, well, I mean, the brother was funny when he ate anyone. He was just like sloppy about it as the new
yeah.
vampire. Like even
yeah.
when he first killed the guy, like the guy outside, he was sitting there like didn't even have his mouth on him and the blood spurting up and he's going, like trying to catch the blood. And I thought,
like,
that was,
oh,
that was,
yeah,
that
like
was
it's
yeah.
a water fountain. Yeah.
Okay.
But then when he
that's right.
got
yeah.
a fork and a knife out and was like eating on the mom's intestines
yeah.
and she was like sitting there, it was funny. But then when the daughter, Hulda, shows up and takes like the mom in her arms, the mom proceeds to take her intestines and like flop Trust them it. Back on. Like she's
yeah.
going to put them back in. Like
yeah.
she's not already
yeah.
dead.
Yeah. Next up. Final cut. In this, I reveal the shocking ending of the Ooh. Film, and we discuss and give our ratings of 1 to 5 stabs. 1 stab, atrocious, no redeeming value, waste of time. 2 stabs. Bad, forgettable, poorly done. 3 stabs. Mixed feelings, mediocre, ote.
Ote!
Ote.
I'm saying it but that way from now on.
Ote.
I got a dollar.
Hey. 4 stabs. Good, interesting, enjoyable. And then 5 stabs, masterpiece, excellent, perfect.
I was about to say, you can stop it.
Yeah, you can.
You could have explain all of them.
You probably could have stopped at 2.
Yes.
And just for anyone who really ever wants to watch this,
it is available.
We're clearly selling it. Fast forward so you don't know the shocking ending that we're about to reveal. And I would say on this one, maybe like 1 or 2 minutes. It's not going to take long.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. you do have a long.
I do. I go into the third act and I type it out. And this one, I could not copy and paste from anywhere because there's nothing about this fucking movie anywhere.
Oh, so these are straight from the babe's mouth.
Straight from.
You got a fucking book over there.
I get through it in like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Don't you?
All right. We're ready to see how you.
Don't fret, children. So. Hortar, trying to be a good vampire friend, brings Hoda's brother back from the dead. Problem is, he's a fucking vampire now. So Hortar tries to show him the way by bringing him the sexy gas pumping man for him to feast upon. Yum-y. While this is going on, Hoda and Hortar decide to have a heart-to-heart about their comparable loneliness. Hodar's brother, triggered by the mentioning of his mother, storms off in search of her. Meanwhile, Officer Guy is visiting Hoda's mother and trying to persuade her to join him and his wife's congregation to save her from her daughter and the Prince of Darkness. She rejects his proposal and tells him to leave. Her son soon shows up on her doorstep. An Officer Guy, forgetting his nicotine gum in her house, comes back to find the son really chowing down her guts with a fork and knife. Vampire's son attacks the Officer's Guy and bites his arm, but soon is defeated with a sweet cross to the head, which causes him to burst in flames and explode. Hoda and Hortar enter the house just as the mother dies, but not before asking her daughter, "What have you done, you stupid girl?" Officer Guy, with his injured arm, returns to his cultist wife and daughter, and his wife is distraught at his injury and that he is dying, but his daughter sees this as an opportunity to fight darkness with darkness and explains to her mother that this is the only way. His wife finds a parking ticket clutched in the officer's hand and vows to find those responsible shortly before he turns into a vampire himself. Hoda and Hortar, back at his car, get into a fight, and the two odd couple friends part ways in a weird musical montage.
I'm sorry.
Vampire Officer Guy and his daughter, with the evil tracksuit crew, show up and abduct Hoda and take her to the TV studio, where the wife broadcasts her crazy sermons to perform an on-air sacrifice. Hortar, who is currently drowning his sorrows at a gay bar, sees a broadcast on TV and rushes to help his friend, but not before getting in one last dick rip. Back at the public access sacrifice show, the wife shows resistance in that she feels this is wrong, which causes the newly possessed daughter to reward her with a power drill to the eye. Without a moment to spare, Hortar enters the studio and takes out all the shitty tracksuit cultists by decapitating, face ripping, heart gouging, and beating them with their own limbs. With only the turned officer vampire left, he gives him a swift belly slice and disembowels him by way of long, dirty vampire fingernails. The evil possessed daughter now attacks Hortar and stabs him repeatedly with a makeshift cross. Hoda, who is now free of her restraints, grabs a knife and slits the evil daughter's throat. Hoda holds Hortar in her arms, sobbing as he dies. Cut to the police station in the morning, and a policewoman tells Hoda they will let her know of any developments in the case and that she can always come to us. Shaking her hand, it is revealed she bears the same tattoo as a crazy tracksuit cultist. The end. After some of the credits, we find Hortar sitting in his car and looking at the camera, laughing maniacally. What?
Which, if that's a prelude to like a sequel, I'm not here for it.
I'm not convinced.
Also,
no.
That whole ending scene where he kills everyone very slowly.
Uh-huh.
And awkwardly.
Yes.
Like, they stood there, like, not even trying to attack him. And he'd be like, now I'm going to pull out a heart.
Yeah.
Now I'm ripping off a limb. And then she didn't even have those restraints started. And then suddenly she was like, oh, look, my hands are free.
Yep. Yeah. She MacGyvered her way out of it.
Okay, those are my problems with it. So.
Yeah. Matt, I'm not even going to fucking talk to Matt about it. Yeah. So guys, let's go into our stabs.
I agree with Shelley, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I will say the murder scenes at the end were just utterly ridiculous. There was no fight.
Vampires or the film crew weren't like fighting. Yeah.
No,
they just were slowly walking.
I think
up
they
to
were actually presenting terrible. Themselves like, go yeah. ahead, do it.
Do what you
Rip
must.
Out the, yeah.
And we had another Molly car.
Molly, yeah.
We've had a couple of those. That's true. Yeah. All right, you guys want to do the stabs?
Please.
All right, Matt, let's just do it.
Well, guys, I'm one.
Tell only, us why. Only, explain. Because well, you haven't explained
I haven't,
yet.
I haven't
I
really
to
expressed
it.
What I really feel about this movie. I haven't had an opportunity. No, it's terrible. One.
One stab.
Garbage.
Yeah. Shelley?
Yeah, it's a one. This makes me more and more interested on how these matchups are going to present themselves at the end of the year in the bracket. Because we'll have like a movie like last week, Sinister, that was so
amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
five-starred that.
Yeah, you did.
And then we have a movie this week, which I'm going to give a one. I'd give it less than a one. If I could.
Same. Yeah. I was specifically instructed to give it at least something.
Yeah.
A zero is not an option.
So. I'm okay if I'd never see this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
I agree.
Other ones.
Yes.
So I'll be interested because, gosh, what if two bad movies get
I know.
Pitted together?
I know. Just like we could, you know, you could end up with two great movies pitted against each other. So how will it work out?
Ooh,
how will we determine which
the
one's
bracket,
better?
Man.
Which
and we're
one's
getting
worse.
Closer and closer. We're only weeks away from the bracket
we
show.
We're
so, getting, I mean.
I think we only have four more movies
can
left.
Can I ask you a question? How do you pit the movies up against each other? Like what,
we're
going
to have to random draw.
Well,
I'm talking about just on our website when we're like, oh, who would you, over these two, who would you vote for? You know?
Oh, like our mini battles?
Yeah, mini battles. Right.
So
we just randomly pick movies. For
is that
movies.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I don't know how you did that. It's really cool. I don't know if you guys do it out there, but Derek, you know, set up this awesome little thing where you can go in and vote on which movie you would choose and everything. So it's kind of cool.
Yep.
And it gives you the percent of, you know, what people had voted it at. So yeah, it's pretty neat.
When we get closer to the end, we'll figure out how we'll do that involve you guys. And
I'm thinking we might have to do like a where we build the bracket show.
Uh-huh.
Take a day, take a episode, build the bracket, and then we'll have the showdown.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And that will give people a couple of weeks to print out their brackets and fill it out.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I know there's some websites and stuff that you can get like brackets and
stuff, we'll make a little bracket of horror.
Awesome. So I gave it a one. Shelley gave it a one.
Derek.
All
right.
He's he did write a novel about it, so.
If it's any more than a one, Derek, I'm coming for you in your sleep.
So
tell Carrie, she'll unlock the door for me.
So, I had mixed feelings about this movie.
Oh boy.
I see it as a fun flick and nothing to dive too deeply into, and there's a lot of missed things in it. But if I'm looking to hang out with some people and watch a bonkers movie that doesn't make any sense and just be like, what the fuck did we just watch, I would watch this movie. I give it two stabs.
I feel like there's other options, especially if you're not really gonna watch it because you're hanging out with cool people.
But if you're you gotta watch this fucking insane movie I watched, like this is just an insane movie,
I'd put on other movies.
There's other movies, but I would watch this again.
I would not. You would watch this again?
I would watch it again. Like, oh, you gotta watch this fucking crazy stupid movie.
I don't know who
I
you are. I don't know who you are.
I fucking loved New York Ripper and you guys shit on that. I have weird taste.
We're seeing a trend.
Yeah.
We're seeing a trend with you.
I gave it a two. Clearly, it's not going to go far in the fucking bracket. But regardless, I give it a two.
Not if it's majority rule, and that's why there's only three of us.
Exactly.
Boom.
Next up is Voices from Beyond. And as Shelley goes through our social media and shares any ideas or thoughts you guys have. Shelley, did we have any?
Well, as always, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook under our name, Little Bracket of Horrors. We had one.
Nice. So excited. Cool.
Jeremy W.
Who the hell is that?
Wow. Really messed up how they made the vampire literally a penis hungry monster. Thought it was okay. Just not really something I would want to watch again. So on that note, I'd give it one stab. A waste
right
of time. Not really scary at all. Just morbid and disgusting. My favorite line was when she called him a cock muncher after he resurrected her brother. I like the scene where he was getting attacked by the two guys and she tries to help him out and stabs the one in his junk. Then the vampire guy ends up shoving the two guys' junks in the other two cops' mouths and runs off. I don't know why the wheel picked that, but okay. Hopefully it picks something a little better next time.
We're getting there.
Agreed.
We're getting there.
Jeremy, agreed.
So
good job, Jeremy.
Congratulations, we got through it.
Yay.
Actually, wait. Did you get any interesting facts?
No. No. I actually tried to look a little bit, but I couldn't find anything. There was like one little dumb thing, but it wasn't worth talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
So
the only thing I could find, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, was the one co-writer guy. So when Iceland was in the 2018 World Cup, he was in promo videos in Iceland for people to watch the team. And he also played Holda's brother.
Okay.
So that was all I fucking could find. And that was nowhere. That was just through watching YouTube videos and be like, oh, he looks like that guy. And oh, he's in this part of the movie. So that's him. So that's
dots.
All I could fucking find.
That's pretty neat, Derek.
Yep. I may cut that out. Who fucking
knows?
That's
neat.
Cool.
All right. So let's move on to Wheel of Death. And this, Matt spins a wheel for our next movie that we'll be watching. But before we do that, we need to replace Thirst on the wheel, and then we will read off the current wheel. So, Shelly, get your hands in there and find us a proper movie to replace Thirst.
Please do.
That's so loud.
Get it. It's in there.
And we are replacing Thirst with...
The Dead Pit.
The Dead Pit. Interesting.
Slasher horror from 1989.
The Dead Pit. And then Matt.
All right. So on the Wheel of Death, we still have left The Cabin in the Woods, Itchy the Killer, High Tension, Night of the Living Dead, City of the Dead, Wolf Cop, Good Night Mommy. Yeah. Tucker and Dale.
Nosferatu.
And the newly entered The Dead Pit.
All right.
So now we are going to take this wheel and we are going to turn the volume up so you all can hear it because I have the volume down.
Wheel of Death.
Alrighty. And
what do we got, Matt?
The great and almighty wheel has chosen High Tension.
Oh, shit,
oh,
yeah!
My God!
Yes,
finally.
Nice to see this one's for you.
Yes.
So I'm very interested in seeing this because I know you guys have been yelling for it.
The
so.
Wheel is just.
I've never
this
seen
time.
It. I have
really?
No idea what
okay.
it's about.
I don't
it's
either.
I just know Lisa C. So wants it.
So Lisa C.
It is another.
Derek, yeah.
It is another foreign film. So
oh.
It's a French horror film. So you got to deal with subtitles again.
I'm gonna trust Lisa because she's been wanting to watch this. So
I won't show my cards, but yeah.
Have you seen this before?
No, I have the DVD.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't ask
you
any questions. She's back off, man.
I told you I did because I said you could borrow it.
Do you know how much I listen to you?
Zero.
There you go.
Zero.
Got
point
it.
Zero.
Zero.
Brothers.
We are brothers.
Can you tell who's
from
older
the same
and
mother?
All right, guys. So next episode drops September 21st. And then make sure you stay with us and tune in to the end of the season where all these movies we watch will be thrown into a March Madness-style tournament to determine which movies get cut and which film will be crowned champion of a little bracket of horrors. If you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please hit the follow button and give us a rating and review if you like what we do. You can find us on Facebook by searching Little Bracket of Horrors and on Instagram by typing at Little Bracket of Horrors. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm Derek.
That's Shelly.
Oh, am I? I thought Matt was going to go next.
That was normal order, but
it doesn't matter.
I guess it was, but for some reason I thought Matt was
going. I'm used to you going before me, so.
We
cut to.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Shelly.
And we will catch you on the other side.
I
have to apologize. I mean, I know it's my job to do that, but I really couldn't, man. I'm sorry. It sucked. I didn't like it.
Okay.
I got angry. I know I got to find something.
Yeah.
And I'll do better next time, I promise.
You get one strike. One demerit. One strike.
50
one
points demerit. From Hufflepuff or whatever house you're in.
Yeah. I think I am a Hufflepuff.
You have a Hufflepuff?
I don't know.
Nailed it.
What, I don't even know what that means, but yeah. I know it's Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings.
I was about
to. You just said Lord of the Rings.
Did I say Lord of the Rings?
Oh, my God.
Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry.
Where am I? Who are these people? I can't.
I know it comes from Harry Potter.
Yeah, you're right.
I just don't. I forget the classes or the styles of Hufflepuff and then
Gryffindor, Slytherin. Slytherin and Ravenclaw.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. I'm a Hufflepuff.
No wonder you're apologizing for not doing your work.
Yes.
Total
yes.
Hufflepuff tendencies.
There you go.